Thank you for counting on us for this presentation, for having us here. And well, before I start with my slides, I would like to explain about my institution. It's the biggest cooperative for agricultural credit in Spain. It covers almost 50% of it, and it does have a special link with the financing of the agri-food sector. We are the first by market share in the agri-food sector. When we were presented the financial instrument, we saw this as a great opportunity, not only for us as a financial institution, but also in order to support the sector. Why? Because we saw that in many occasions, we could see there were viable projects, mainly by young farmers or new entrants in the market, who just lacked the necessary guarantees, as Caterina has just explained before, in order to access those investments. So the instrument is the lever that would enable us to access this financing. We believed that the projects were feasible, but we were missing the guarantee. It's true that the banks have always appreciate guarantees, and this is just because of regulations, because when we speak about investments, long-term investments, the national bank, they always request us to have a collateral behind. So this is what the financial instrument facilitates. If we can have the next slide, please. Do we have the slide? Yes. Sorry, I just didn't see it. All right. So this is the reasons why we decide a project is viable or non-viable, and why do we use the financial instrument? The possibility to access a business market as a financial institution for young farmers with viable projects, because they have a good business plan, but which was not considered viable because of a lack of guarantee. It allows us a great flexibility in the periods, in the terms, because it allows us 1 year for working capital and up to 20 years for investments. And this makes us feel very comfortable, and mainly in operations with loans that are really levered on time. This may be loans that need a long repaid period, a long maturity to repay the principal, for example, industrial premises, etc. And the competitive rate offered by the financial instrument, if we take into account that these are loans that do not have any additional guarantee, they have a very competitive interest rate. We may be speaking about 2%. So it is really a competitive interest rate. This allows us to have shorter amortization installments. And as a financial institution, it allows us to reduce the consumption of capital, because when you grant an operation, which is of a certain level of risk, this consumes our own resources, our own capital. But since it's guaranteed by the financial instrument, it's a public instrument, and this consumption of resources, as well as the provisions attached to it, come down, they are reduced. So it is an additional stimulus to continue granting these kind of operations. It also allows us to have a very low default, a very low non-performing loans, because 80% is guaranteed by the instrument, as it was said before. So these are the main reasons as to why Cajamar has been one of the institutions in Spain that has mostly supported this kind of financial instrument. If we move on to the next slide, please. Here we can see this is in August. By August, we had had 51,000 euros in financial instruments, and 33.5% had already been granted. So 60-65%. The reasons are clear. As I said before, we consider the sector and their operations viable, feasible because of the resources generations, because we know them very well, we know how they work, and we have the lever of the guarantee. So our institution, when there's a farmer coming to us, we study their case very thoroughly, and from the point of view of risks, they can easily be defended. The main operations from the point of view of our portfolio is financing of young farmers. That's one of them, mainly in order to buy or to build livestock premises and buying specific machinery, agricultural machinery, and also the conditioning of plots, you know, irrigation systems, efficiency in different systems of irrigation. So this is a financing that is really important because people and farmers try to invest in more efficient irrigation systems. There's a part of our portfolio which we call investment in agri-food industries. Here, we may not be as dynamic as the instrument would like, and I will explain why. As Caterina said in the beginning in her presentation, the financial instrument is an instrument that at the operation level it covers 80%, but for the portfolio it's just 20%. So what happens? The financial instrument has three different legs: investment for farmers, investment for industry, and investment in 6.1, which is forestry. Most of the operations are concentrated in measure 4.1, which is young farmers and agri-food production. They have a cap for natural persons of 14 million euros and 1 million for natural. However, the other one has a cap of 5 million. What happens when a big company, somebody who has an investment project for the agri-food sector, asks us for 4 or 5 million euro operations? This volume is too high for the portfolio. So if we have certain doubts about the viability of the project or the operation from the point of view of the business plan, for example, if this operation falls tomorrow or is non-performing, it will drag the rest of our portfolio. It would leave us without coverage, so to speak. We have a portfolio of 33 million. If we grant an operation of 5 million and it is in arrears, it's non-performing, then the rest of the portfolio can't be in default. So I believe this is a disadvantage that, from the point of view of the instrument, maybe it should be reanalyzed. Maybe we should rethink of it because we are limiting this part of investment or the access to financing. There's another important element that we believe that should improve, mainly because of the knowledge we have on the sector. And as you said before, the financial instrument has a limited access to buying plots of land. Under normal circumstances,
when an area is submitted to this guarantee, so the farmer does not warranty in order to access this kind of financing or sell. The instrument does allow this for the young people, but does not allow this for the rest of the sector. And this is a huge handicap because part of the investment of the farmer, or the main investment that a farmer makes in his professional life, is the selling of the land. This is the main operation for his business. And the instrument should consider this. Trinitario, I'm sorry, but we cannot see you very well. Could you please speak slowly, because translators are in some problems. Did you understand me? Yes, it's fine, it's fine. But could you please speak slowly so we can catch up? Yes, of course. To sum up, the financial instrument is a tool that provides us a lot of things when facilitating the access to credit to some clients, to customers, especially young farmers and people with less warranties. And this is a main tool, but it should be improved for several points, such as the buying of land and the structure of the operations. And to formalize the loans, I'm going to repeat what I already said, because we agree and we kindly do the same job. We've been very dynamic with the financial instrument. Our offices are very dynamic, and when somebody asks for loans, we refer them to the instrument. At this point, the office, through the platform we share with the financial instrument, in the application, it records the loan application, because our offices have a hotline, because the with the financial instrument in our region in Castilla León. So the doubt is how to address this financial instrument, if this is viable or not. If we have any doubt, we have a hotline with a contact person, the person who will be next in line, Alicia Peña. And there's a dynamism, everything is fluid when managing the farmer's application. Our staff records in the IT all the documents, it introduces, uploads all the documents, and once we have all this application is recorded, we send it to the region, and we send also the application to SAECA, so they can provide an answer on the feasibility of the credit. This work at SAECA does with CIBE and the Bank of Spain, we do it in an internal way as a bank. We have the SAECA feasibility report, but also we do provide our own feasibility analysis. Yes, this is correct. I'm sorry. As we said, once we reviewed the documents and we sent the application, the financial instruments provides an answer to the farmer if his application has received a positive or negative response. If the response is positive, they provide it with all the documentation, and we, in an internal way, we work on the loan. In this process, we record the operation in our IT system, and we analyze the feasibility or not of the project presented. And the advantage would be that the project already has the guarantee. If the project is feasible, we also have the guarantee of the instrument. At this point, the entity decides on the operation, if it will be approved or not. And if it's approved, then we formalize this operation.
along with SAECA, in coordination with SAECA. So we meet with SAECA, the former and the Notary Public, and we formalize this operation. And so the former received the funds in his own account so he can invest. This will be the scheme on the financial body viewpoint.